Thank you, Rachel. Hey, everybody, how's it going? All right, do you want the truth from politicians? Do you want the whole truth? Then I'm gonna make a confession right here. I love the Iowa State Fair. I'm in love with it, my first time. It's amazing. And the people of Iowa have been so kind and so welcoming throughout this whole election. Well, I want to tell you about someone I love, and I want to introduce her to you. She is my wife of 25 years, Shirlane McRae. Come on up. And I want to tell you, as First Lady of New York City, she has done something amazing. And it's something that I know people all over Iowa care about too, which is she's taken on the challenge of mental health. And she's made sure people got help they deserved and they needed. And she's fought the stigma to make sure that no one goes without care. Who believes we got to end that stigma around mental health? All right. Thank you, my dear. Now I want to bring up our son, just graduated college, Dante de Blasio. And I am making it a point of giving credit where credit is due to this young man, because a few years ago, I'm very proud of him. He was, in high school, a New York State debate champion. And so I was preparing to go spar and put in his place Mr. Sean Hannity. And Dante was watching all the video of Hannity appearances to tell me exactly how to do it. Mr. Hannity's not used to hearing the truth, but we need to tell the truth to his viewers because they're Americans too, and we want them on our side. So Dante, thank you for the assist. Everybody, I'm counting my blessings, and I have to tell you, when Shirlane and I got together and we started a family, the beginning of our life together as a family, we had our daughter, then we had Dante. We both were working full-time jobs. It was a lot to juggle. But we were in love. We had two wonderful children. It was worth it. It's a lot of work, but it was worth it. And then one day, right in the middle of that, my mom fell ill. She was older. She was already in her 80s. And we needed to be there for her, so we moved her to our neighborhood just a block away. And then right after that, Shirlane's mom fell ill. And we moved her to our neighborhood, too. And they were literally living in the same house, one on the first floor, one on the second floor. A true life story. One day, Dante was very young. He went over with his sister to see the grandmas. He came back. He said, Grandma needs to borrow a cup of sugar to make a pie. And I said, Dante, which grandma? And he pondered for a moment. This is a true story. He pondered for a moment. He said, the upstairs one. So we had our moms near us, our kids, the work, everything, and we felt that stress, and a lot of times it felt like it was more than we could handle, but we kept going. Now, this is where I want to hear from you. Who out here has had a moment where you had to be there for your family, for your loved ones? It wasn't easy, but you had to be there for them. Raise your hand if you've been through that yourself. Who out here has had a time when it wasn't so easy to make ends meet? Where you worked hard, but there was still a lot of bills and it was tough to pay them. Who's had that experience? And who's had the experience of trying to do things the right way, but feeling like it was really stressful to keep it together, to keep going, to doing the right thing? Who's had that experience and felt that stress? Well, I want to tell you, people all over this country, everywhere I go, they say the same thing. They say that's been their reality. And I talk about this because, brothers and sisters, this was not something that's happened to us over the years by accident. That folks are working so hard but not getting ahead. I talk to people all over America, and the reality I hear is that America is not working for working people. No matter how hard they work, no matter how good they are, they can't get ahead, and they worry, and they know the next generation could well have it tougher than the one before. This is not what we all assumed was the American dream, is it? This is not what we thought our country was going to give all of us, working class people, middle class people. And this is not the way it's supposed to be. And what I'm here to say is this is not an accident. I wish it was, but it's not an accident. It's an agenda that's played out over 40 years. For the last 40 years in this country, the rich have gotten richer. And they paid less and less in taxes. And working people and middle class people have been stuck. And that's an agenda that was foisted on us from the Reagan administration right on through to the huge tax cuts for the wealthy that Donald Trump pushed through to Congress. We can't go on like this. So I want to offer you a different idea. What about a country that put working people first? What about a country that puts working people first? Where our government is actually working for us, not just the 1%. We need that in America, and it can be done. And I want you to know that I'm optimistic we can make change because people need it. They feel it. They feel it here in Iowa. When I talk to folks in Iowa, it's so clear they know in the state of Iowa, people are not getting the health care they need. In rural Iowa, people are not getting the health care they need. They're not getting the mental health care services they need. In fact, under two Republican governors, health care services for rural Iowa have been cut back time and again. And that's not something the people of Iowa accept. And it's not something people accept anywhere in this country. But we as Democrats have to stand up. We have to make clear that change can happen. And I want you to know from my own experience why I'm optimistic. I lead the nation's largest city. And I have to tell you, when I ran for mayor, I said we could make big changes. And there were many doubting Thomases, there were many naysayers. But we put through the kinds of things that changed people's lives, and we did it fast. In just 2 years' time, we gave pre-K to every child for free. Every child. Do you think we need that in Iowa? Do we need that all over America? We gave the $15 minimum wage to hardworking people. And we need that in this country because people should not work so hard and not be able to make ends meet. We gave paid sick leave to folks who were working, and if they didn't have that paid sick leave, they'd have to choose between going to the doctor or earning a day's pay. I'm going to tell you two more things I'm very proud of. Hundreds of thousands of people who needed health insurance and weren't getting them, we're getting it. We decided to do something for them. And now in New York, we are guaranteeing health care for anyone who does not have health insurance. We are guaranteeing it. We are giving people a health care card to make sure they can get a primary care doctor in our public hospitals and clinics. We want people to go to the doctor, not to end up in the emergency room, right? And we're doing that in New York. We could do that all over this country. And one more I want to tell you about. People work hard in America but have no guarantee of any time off to recharge, to be with their families, to take care of themselves. Every other industrialized country in the world provides a legal guarantee of time off for working people. We're passing a law in New York this year. 2 weeks paid vacation for every working person. Do you think you deserve that in Iowa? Do you think that we need that all over America? We can do that if we aspire to be a country that actually serves working people, not a country who just makes the rich richer year after year. Remember, the rich got richer because the federal government was with them every step of the way, giving them tax break after tax break, advantage after advantage. It does not need to be this way. So, let's talk about this election and how we win this election. Every Democrat I have spoken to in Iowa, it does not matter which candidate they prefer or how they categorize themselves philosophically, everyone has one common goal, that we are unified in the end and that we beat Donald Trump in November 2020. Every single one of us. But we need to define the best way to beat him. And I have to tell you, a lot of times when I'm watching the commentary, I hear only one position represented, which is that we must be quote-unquote moderate. The only way to win is to be moderate and to win suburbanites and to win wealthier people, and that's the way that we beat Donald Trump. I understand that theory. But I want to speak from the heart because we cannot get it wrong, my friends. We're not only fighting for the heart and soul of the Democratic Party, we are fighting for the heart and soul of this country and the future of this country. And here's what I say. People need to feel that we as Democrats stand for them. They need to feel we are the party of working people again. For decades, this was the party of working people. This was a party that won in rural areas and urban areas, in Iowa and New York, in East and West and North and South, because we were the party of working people. This was a party that was willing to take on the wealthy and the powerful and won the allegiance of so many people who work hard every day. We've got to be that party. So I argue to you, people need to know us by how bold we are willing to be to make change. If we say to the American people, we're just going to change your lives a little bit, a whole lot of people are going to stay home. A whole lot of people are not going to show up to vote. That's what happened in 2016. Let's be honest about it. A lot of people stayed home because they didn't think their vote would make a difference. We can't afford that again. When you tell people, I want to improve your life, and I'm saying this as mayor of the largest city in the country, I'm saying this as a candidate for president. I want to tell every American, you work hard, I want to see you get better wages. I want to see you be able to take care of your family. I want you to get the health care you need when you need it. I want you to actually have some time for yourself. Well, you know what? The Republicans can't say those things. Democrats can say it and we believe it, but we have to say it with passion. We have to say it in a way that people feel. We can't be talking about just a little bit of change. A little change is not enough for most working Americans. A little change is not enough for Iowans who are struggling. We have to be the party of big, bold change. That's how we motivate people. That's how we energize people. My friends, it can be done, but that's who we have to be. The first thing we need to do as Democrats is convince those millions upon millions of Democrats that it matters. And then we got to go talk to all the other folks who don't happen to be Democrats. And by the way, we need to remember that great idea, that 50-state strategy that Howard Dean talked about. We will go to every state, to every county. I don't care if it's blue or red or purple. We talk to everyone, don't we? We respect people by going to their communities and telling them we want to work with them and for them. And we don't give up on anybody. That is a Democratic Party you can win. But a Democratic Party that only seems to care about a few voters or one coast or the other, that cannot work anymore. It should never have been done, and it can't work anymore. I'll tell you something. People across Iowa I have talked to, they get it. They get how things have been turned against them over the years. They get that they've gotten a raw deal. When I say 40 years, working people and middle-class people have been stuck in place, folks I talk to in Iowa understand that. And they don't accept it. They need to know something can change. And they also need to hear from all of us that we are not falling for the charades that have held us back. Anyone who tells you if you're an American citizen and you're working class, you're middle class, your life is not what you wish it would be, you don't feel that you've gotten a fair shake, let's be the folks who tell the truth. The immigrants did not do that to you. It was not immigrants who created your economic challenges. The guy who works in the kitchen didn't do that to you. The guy who works in the fields did not do that to you. They didn't have the power to do that to you. Wall Street did that to you. Big corporations did that to you. Let's be clear, when we tell people the truth, it makes all the difference. I see folks with the climate signs, and I want to tell another truth. We got to be the party that says, the fossil fuel industry, the big oil companies, they created this mess for all of us. And I'm proud to say in New York, we divested $5 billion from the oil companies, from the fossil fuel industry. We have to be the party that says, yes, we're experiencing global warming and we can do something about it. Because we're willing to take on the powers that be. We're willing to take on big oil. That's when people hear our truth. Every time our party stands up unafraid, we move people. Now, my friends, if you're thinking, well, a lot of big donors are not going to like that, you're right. Do we want to have the favor of the big donors or the favor of the people? I can't hear you. Do we want to have the favor of the big donors or the favor of the people? So we need to be the party that says, we will overturn Citizens United. And my friends, you know something that's true in this country? It's not only a vast majority of Democrats. It's a majority of Republicans and a majority of independents who all believe Citizens United is wrong. They do not want our democracy sold to the highest bidder. But too many in the Democratic Party for too long have been afraid to challenge those donors, afraid to challenge Wall Street, afraid to challenge the big corporations. And as they have been afraid, we have seen how many people did not believe in our party anymore. They did not feel we were on the side of the working person. We can change that in this election. This is, I want to say, have you heard the phrase? Just raise your hand if you heard. Have you ever heard a candidate tell you, this is the most important election of our lifetime? Have you ever heard that phrase? Most important election? Everyone, this actually is the most important election of our lifetime. This is the one that you're actually telling the truth about. Do you agree? This is the one. So we can't afford to get it wrong. And this is why, do not fall for this trap. Good people today, do not fall for this trap that says, if we simply homogenize and make our message bland and have no rough edges, that people will be moved to vote and they'll feel us. It's the other way around. People vote out of passion. They vote when they're excited. They vote when they think change can happen. So when I say universal health care, I'm talking about imagine a day where you're able to get the health care you need when you need it. Why would we not aspire to that in the greatest country in the world? Everyone gets the health care they need. Let me ask you something. You ever have trouble paying those deductibles? You ever have trouble paying those co-pays, premiums, all the ways that we have hidden costs and hidden taxes on our health care? I have talked to so many people for whom their health care is not working, the insurance is not working for them. We need to be the party that says that's not acceptable in America. Everyone needs to get health care when they need it, not when it's too late, not when it's catastrophic, not when they're on the verge of bankruptcy. They need health care when their family needs it right away. This is a country that actually could do that. This is the greatest country in the world. We have that ability. If we are the party that says to tens of millions of Americans right now struggling to get enough health care, struggling to pay the bills, that we are going to get you to a place where health care is available, folks are going to vote for that. If we're the party that says we're going to fight for decent wages, folks are going to vote for that. How about if we're the party that stands up for labor unions again? Are you ready for that? This should be a party that says we believe in organized labor. We will pass card check neutrality. We will fight for the right to organize. How about if we're the party that stands up for teachers and educators again? We will respect them. We will support them. We'll give them the things they need, like pre-K for every child. And one more thing, we'll pay them enough so they can actually stay in the teaching profession. Now, when you add it all up, everything I've just said, think about all the people in your family, think about all the people in your life who have been waiting for leaders to actually talk about those things, the things that they feel every single day. Imagine if we could win back all those labor union members who stayed home or voted for Trump. We could if we speak to them and we're there for them. Imagine we win back all those Democrats who stayed home because they didn't think it would make a difference. All those progressives who didn't hear change in our vision. We can do it. So I'll conclude with this. And I say this from the bottom of my heart as a New Yorker. I want to offer a public apology. I apologize that you all had to get to know Donald Trump. I'm sorry about that. We never expected it to happen. I think we could all agree, we never expected it to happen. But this New Yorker is here and ready to get rid of him for you once and for all. Thank you, everybody. God bless you all.